And liftoff. Liftoff of Reid Wiseman.
As Mission Control announced the liftoff of a rocket carrying Reid Wiseman into space, students and teachers cheered as they watched him on NASA TV. The now astronaut, who grew up in the Springdale section of Cockeysville and went to Warren Elementary School, Cockeysville Middle, and graduated from Delaney High School, is now on a mission that is certainly out of this world, and the students here could not be more excited.
Really amazing that everyone's gathering here to see something like so educational and important.
So happy that I could see an astronaut who was a student from Delaney High School go up into space.
It's pretty like hard to believe that we could actually like do that.
Would you like to go to space someday?
It'd be pretty cool.
So one spaceflight veteran and two first-time space flyers are going to be launching aboard this Soyuz TMA-13M spacecraft to the International Space Station tonight.
The launch happened from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. For Wiseman's parents, who still live in the Cockeysville area, were there to watch.
They'll be docking with the Rosviet module, which is a port that faces the nadir, or the Earth-facing side of the Russian Soyuz, on board the International Space Station.
Watching all of this, too, is Peter Chakmakis. He taught Wiseman his physics lessons in high school.
Just to make it to that stage, when you look at all the hoops that he had to jump through and how many people they had to select from, it's incredible just to be selected, just to be in that first group of hundreds of astronauts. Incredible. I knew that he was a very bright young man, very hard worker, and fun to be around. He was one of a group that made our class a lot of fun.
Narrating this science and history lesson in real time,
another 6.5 minutes to go.
Towson University professor and former NASA astronaut, Dr. Don Thomas. He's flown the space shuttle 4 times to get to where Wiseman is, something that's very rare.
This is so exciting. It's exciting for a number of reasons. Launching into space, watching a rocket go up is cool any day. To have somebody from your area going up, I think, is really special. That's a great motivation. He's a great role model. You know, Reid's just an incredible role model for our young students here in Baltimore County, in all of Maryland. You know, so to have him on board launching, I think, is just outstanding for everybody here.
In my generation and in your generation, the space shuttle was the way to get there, but now this is the new way to get to space, and it's just as exciting.
It's just as exciting. Launching a rocket is just exciting. It's a little dangerous. You know, it takes 8.5 minutes to get up there or so, and it's a thrilling ride, but it will always be, I think, exciting to see. And we're building new rockets at NASA that'll launch some of our young astronauts that are just in elementary, middle school. We'll be sending them to the asteroids and then on to Mars in 30 or 40 years. And that's why it's so important to excite these kids today, because we need them for these missions 30 years down the road.
What's he going to be doing when he's up there?
He'll be up there for 6 months. A lot of his time will be focused on science experiments. We do a lot of science operations up there, looking at how plants grow, animals behave. And they're doing a lot of experiments on the human body, what happens to your muscles, to your bones, to your balance, vestibular system. He'll also be doing maintenance. There's a lot of work to be done. Just like on our weekends, we have to work on our house. He'll be helping do the maintenance on the International Space Station. And 2 to 3 hours a day, he'll be exercising. Not because he's necessarily an exercise, you know, nut, but you need to exercise 2 to 3 hours a day to maintain your muscle and bone density. And even that is not enough. So a big part of his day is exercising and trying to stay in shape up there.
Wiseman has been in training for this mission for 2 years. He's no stranger to the skies. He was a test pilot and has flown all kinds of aircraft, including the F-14 Tomcat. He told NASA Television,
"Fly fighter jets. In the fighter jet, you're in control of your destiny there. You have the control stick, you have the throttles, and then the systems are pretty automated to keep you going. On the Soyuz, on the other hand, it's a completely automated system, and you're only there to recover in case of a failure or an emergency. And I've spent the last year of my life really, really honing these skills. I really love sitting in the left seat. I absolutely love working with Max Sarayev. He's a great, great commander, and we're ready. It's going to be fun."
And liftoff. Liftoff of Reid Wiseman.
A fun trip that students at his high school will no doubt be watching with their feet firmly planted on the ground. At Delaney High School, Phil Jakubowski, WBAL and WBAL.com.